one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
Humans have orbited the Earth and walked on the moon. We've sent probes out into space. But what's next for space exploration?
What's now for human spaceflight is a space station. It's been flying since 1998, and that's kind of what we do now in space. The future is a little bit more cloudy. NASA's plan is to do something called a lunar orbital outpost, or it was called Deep Space Gateway. It's basically building a mini space station in orbit around the moon. The private sector, Jeff Bezos and Blue Origin, wants to go to the moon and kind of colonize that. Elon Musk's goal would be to go to Mars and colonize that.
Terry Virts is in a unique position to talk about space. He's an astronaut who's piloted one of America's space shuttles and commanded the International Space Station. Virts believes we should be focused on a manned Mars mission.
One of the things they teach you at test pilot school over there at Edwards Air Force Base is you always want to have a build-up approach. You don't just go do the big thing on your first flight. That's why Boeing airplanes take off, and on the first flight, they don't even raise the landing gear. They take off, come around, and land. And then on the second flight, they raise the landing gear, and then they build up before they're flying passengers to Tokyo. The first mission to orbit Mars will be good, but Buzz Aldrin has talked about cycling pathways. Basically, a spaceship gets in this perpetual orbit between Earth and Mars, and that way you don't have to rebuild the transfer vehicle. It goes between Earth and Mars, reuse it for different missions.
Virts spent some 200 days on the International Space Station and took thousands of photographs. Some of those photographs will be featured in his appearance at UC Santa Barbara tonight. He says many of the experiments taking place on the station provide key information needed to develop resources from manned Mars missions.
After every mission, we get a chance to go to Congress. I've talked to countless representatives and senators there, and the one message I have for them is always the same. It's not about the rocket science. It's about the political science. We've been 20 years from Mars since Neil and Buzz landed on the moon. Like, literally, Wernher von Braun thought we'd be on Mars by 1989, and Mars has always been 20 years away.
The astronaut says Mars has to be an international effort. Virts says it isn't that the U.S. doesn't have the ability to develop the technology on its own. It's also about the politics of priorities of paying for it.
I think it has to be international, because if it's not, it'll get canceled. The space station famously passed Congress by one vote in the 90s, and the only reason it did is because it was an international program. And that international component can help save us from ourselves, from our political dysfunction. You know, every 4 years, a new party takes over and they undo what the last guy did. So we need to figure out a way to get through our political sausage-making factory and keep our space program on track.
Virts says his story is a dream come true. Like many kids, he wanted to be an astronaut. But in his case, he made it happen.
The first book I read was about Apollo. My parents got me one of those cardboard, you know, first reader books with one sentence per page. And I learned about the moon mission at 5 years old. That's what I wanted to do when I grew up. I thought, wow, man, people can go to another planet. That's like amazing. And we actually did it.
So you meet somebody and they don't know you, and you don't have your NASA jacket on, and they say, so what do you do? And you say you're an astronaut. What's your reaction?
The reaction is, oh, wow. It's first of all, oh, wow. Second of all, I've never met an astronaut. Third of all, what's it like in space?
So what is it like in space?
The big overwhelming thing that hits you instantly the second the engine shuts down is floating. I mean, you are floating and everything is floating, and it feels like this super strong force pushing you out of your seat. And it takes some time to get used to that. So that feeling of floating, or what it feels like, is that you're falling. The other thing is the view, when you have a minute to look out the window, is unlike anything you've ever seen.
Terry Virts will speak at UC Santa Barbara's Campbell Hall tonight. His lecture is called View from Above, An Astronaut Photographs the World. The UCSB Arts and Lectures event begins at 7:30 p.m. with tickets available at the door. Lance Orozco, KCLU News.